You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Somewhere in the mountains of the Caucasus, there's a door. Not a metaphor, a literal physical entry point, sealed by stone, carved into the earth, and surrounded by a silence that doesn't feel natural. Locals call it cursed. Nazis called it sacred. And the few underground archaeologists call it the most dangerous mystery no one's allowed to talk about. They say beneath the Karahora Mountains lies an ancient shaft so deep it disappears into the tectonic bedrock. Lined with geometric carvings, marked with languages no one's ever translated, and, if the stories are right, guarded by something that isn't human. The Soviets knew about it. The Nazis looked for it. And now, it's been scrubbed from maps, locked behind military zones, and dismissed as legend. But it's there, and someone went inside. They found bones. They found tools that shouldn't exist. And according to one man, they found skulls that weren't quite human. So here's the real question. If the Karahora shaft is just a myth, why are so many governments pretending it isn't there? High in the remote highlands of the Caucasus, where the wind doesn't sound right and monks still chant stories older than any religion, there's a place locals won't go near. A crack in the mountainside. They call it the Screaming Shaft. Not because it makes noise, but because the few who've gone near it don't come back the same, if they come back at all. Russian military maps from the 1950s labeled the area a forbidden excavation zone. Not restricted, not dangerous, forbidden. No explanation, no records of what they were looking for. And before that, weird rumors started surfacing in old Nazi archives. Documents buried deep within the, bear with me here, I don't speak German, the Annenerbe, the Nazi research division obsessed with the occult. One code name kept appearing again and again. Project Schwarzy's Tor, the Black Gate, an entrance to something ancient, possibly pre-human, and possibly linked to a forgotten underground network of knowledge vaults that the Nazis believed were left behind by an older civilization, or something worse. Some said the shaft was just a cave. Others whispered it was a doorway to Shambhala, to the Hollow Earth, or to a deeper system of tunnels used by something reptilian and sentient. And then the trail went cold. Satellite data was sealed. Locals were relocated. The entrance erased from official maps. But the shaft isn't gone. It's just been buried under history, under secrecy, and under the kind of pressure that only shows up when someone finds something they weren't supposed to. Because this wasn't just a cave, this was a gateway, and someone didn't want it open. Hey, if you're still here, It means you're not just here for the surface level stories. You're chasing something deeper, like we are. So please do me a favor, hit subscribe, because if we don't build this community, the algorithm isn't going to help us and no one's going to tell these stories at all. All right, onward. They say it doesn't exist. There's no mention of it on geological surveys, no reference in public archives, and no official document acknowledging that anything unusual was ever found in that stretch of the Caucasus Mountains. Ask government officials about the Karahora shaft, and you'll either get a blank stare or a sudden change of subject. The Nazi expeditions to the area during World War II? Officially, those were oil scouting missions, strategic resource assessments, nothing more. Just maps, terrain notes, and resource projections. Totally routine, never mind the full divisions of SS researchers, occult symbologists, and classified Anunnaki officers that tagged along. And the stories of reptilian skulls, elongated, fang-lined, with features not consistent with any known animal? Likely misunderstood lizard fossils, they say. Sure, because in the middle of an icy mountain range, a team of geologists just happened to stumble onto a Komodo dragon with a cranial capacity twice that of a human, buried 30 feet below volcanic sediment. The truth is, this place doesn't show up on any official map, not because it's not there, but because too many people asked the wrong questions. And somewhere along the way, they stopped answering, not with facts, but with silence. And that's where the real story begins. They say the Karahora shaft doesn't exist. But if that's true, then why does the timeline read like a classified horror story? In 1938, a team of Nazi scouts and Anunnaki scientists is sent into the Caucasus. The official cover story? Geological and oil surveys. But the locals had another name for them. Those who asked about the screaming hole. According to oral records, they set up camp for 3 days. On the fourth, they stopped sending radio signals. A fifth day never came. When the recovery team arrived, the gear was still warm, but the men were gone. Not killed, not dragged off, just gone. 6 years later, in 1944, the war is collapsing around Germany. Yet, inside the crumbling Anunnaki archives, one program remains strangely active, a research thread dedicated to underground acoustic phenomena in the Caucasus range. The paper trail vanishes right after a single name appears, Project Schwarz's Tor, the Black Gate, and then nothing. Decades pass until 1995. A Kalmyk herder is driving his goats along the ridge near a dried ravine. His dog won't go forward. The goats scatter. He hears a low vibration, almost a hum. Curious, he investigates and finds something embedded in the rock. Fossilized bones, elongated and smooth, scald. He photographs the site and calls the regional land office. 12 hours later, the military arrives. Not geologists, not police, military. The site is cleared. The herder is interviewed, then escorted off his own land. Within a month, he moves out of the region. Then there's 2008. A Russian geologist named Viktor Reznov, not the one from the video games, a real guy, publishes a short paper in a Siberian university journal. The title translates to harmonic frequency emissions of deep bore structures in the Western Caucasus. He describes seismic data anomalies that align with a recurring sub-bass frequency, around 17 Hz, coming from a point near Karahora. The source? Unknown. The vibration? Periodic, regular, and seemingly intelligent. Within a year, Reznov vanishes. No forwarding address, no published retraction. His university file is listed as archived, but when a Western researcher requested it under academic protocol, the file was unavailable due to regional data protection. Locals have a name for it. They don't call it Kahara Hora. They call it Kur Delking Shugam, the humming pit. Animals refuse to go near it. Campfires won't stay lit near its coordinates. And when the wind is just right, you don't hear wind. You hear resonance. Something humming through the ground. Because in a place the government swears doesn't exist, too many people have disappeared trying to prove it does. If you strip away the legends, the curses, and the Nazi obsession, you're still left with one question. Could something like this actually exist? Well, geologically speaking, yes. The Caucasus Mountains are one of the most unstable, understudied, and bizarre tectonic regions on Earth. Beneath the surface, there's a lattice of ancient lava tubes, collapsed karst systems, and deep vertical chimneys formed by prehistoric volcanic activity. Think of it like Swiss cheese made from cooled magma, layered, fractured, and riddled with voids that can go miles down. And this isn't theory. It's backed by seismic surveys. In fact, one of the reasons mining companies keep returning to the area is because the ground rings like a bell. There are hollow chambers under there, massive ones, and they're not behaving like natural cave systems. Some of them don't even follow expected geological formations. In 2002, a survey team from the North Caucasus Mining Institute recorded persistent harmonic acoustic interference from a borehole at 2.6 kilometers deep. The pattern was cyclic, repeating every 11 seconds. Not random, not seismic, patterned. And that's not all. Core samples pulled from the region showed unusually high concentrations of tungsten, a metal used in radiation shielding, high-frequency oscillators, and advanced aerospace alloys. In nature, it's rare, but in this area, it's concentrated, almost like someone put it there for a reason. Now, some geologists dismiss it as localized ore clustering, but others have pointed out something stranger. In areas where these tungsten anomalies were found, compass interference was also reported. Devices wouldn't calibrate. Electromagnetic readings spiked. GPS signals dropped. And that's when a new theory began to emerge. What if this shaft, if it's real, isn't just a hole? What if it's a buried structure? Or worse, what if it's still active? There are whispers, half buried in Soviet fringe research, about geoelectric anomalies and acoustic shielding signatures detected near Kahara Hora. The kind of electromagnetic profile you'd expect not from natural stone, but from buried technology. Energy fields, vibration dampening, sound filtration. Something designed not just to hide, but to stay hidden. It's easy to laugh until the readings don't match the rocks. And when the science starts sounding like science fiction, maybe it's time to start listening a little closer. So what's really down there? A collapsed cavern? An echo chamber of myths? Or something else entirely? Something buried so deep in time and earth, it was never meant to be found. Some believe the Kahara Hora shaft isn't just a hole in the ground. It's a lock, a seal, a wound stitched shut by ancient hands who understood that some things should never be reopened. Theory number one, an ancient Atlantean machine. Some believe it's a remnant of a pre-flood civilization buried deep beneath the Caucasus to either power the world or collapse it. A generator, a stabilizer, or worse, a trigger. A machine that's still humming, still vibrating, still alive. Not just myth, there are old Mongolian scrolls that reference a stone lung beneath the mountain, a chamber that breathes the world awake every 1,000 years. Sound crazy? Well, ask Nikola Tesla. He believed the Earth itself had a resonant frequency, a mechanical pulse. What if the Kahara Hora shaft is part of that system, a tuning fork for the planet? Theory number two, an entrance to inner earth. The phrase alone conjures eye rolls, I get it. But here's the catch. Shambhala, Agartha, the hollow earth. These aren't just internet theories. They're embedded in Tibetan Buddhism, Russian occult history, and yes, Anunnaki documentation. Some believe the Kaharahora shaft was one of the last sealed gates, a way station between worlds. And if you think that's out there, theory number three, buckle up, the reptilian vault. In 1995, when the Kalmyk herder unearthed the bones, the team that arrived within 12 hours wasn't from the nearest village. They were from a geological division attached to the Ministry of Defense, and the bones never logged, never returned. Locals said they didn't look human or animal. There was something in between. Is the shaft not a machine or a gate, but a tomb? A biological vault for a species we've buried in every culture under the name of demon, serpent, or god. But there's another possibility. Theory number four, a Nazi relic site. The Anunnaki wasn't just hunting artifacts. They were trying to recover technology devices they believed were left behind by a vanished civilization. They called them gifts of the Black Sun, and some of their maps marked the Kaharahora region with a black gate. They never published what they found, but they never came back. And then there's the last theory, the wildest one. What if the shaft isn't just buried in space, but in time? Theory number five, a quantum beacon. Some researchers believe the strange frequencies detected in the region aren't just geological, they're temporal. Repeating data packets, harmonic loops. What if the shaft is sending a signal, not to another place, but another when? Maybe it's not a ruin at all. Maybe it's a waiting room, a dormant mechanism designed to reawaken when the world hits a specific vibrational threshold. A countdown not tracked by clocks, but by consciousness. And that's when this stops being legend and starts sounding like the prelude to something massive. Because if this thing was meant to stay hidden, why does it keep calling people? And what happens when someone finally answers? If there's nothing down there, no shaft, no ruins, no ancient machine, then why is the Russian government so obsessed with making sure no one gets close? Because ever since whispers of the Kaharahora shaft started leaking beyond the mountains, something changed. The entire region was reclassified. Military zones now overlap previously public wilderness. Hiking trails? Closed. Landowners? Bought out. Satellite imaging? Suddenly degraded in just the right coordinates. And the people who try to poke around? They vanish. Local guides, guys who spent their lives walking those hills, have reportedly gone missing after taking Western researchers near the suspected site. No bodies. No investigations, just silence. It's not just boots on the ground either. Academic papers from the early 2000s that referenced geological anomalies or subsurface structures in Kalmykia have quietly been scrubbed from university databases. Cached versions? Gone. Author profiles? Erased. In one case, a researcher who published a paper on subsonic energy signatures in the area had their entire thesis pulled for inconsistent data, even though it passed peer review 6 months earlier. And get this, an independent team tried to fly a drone survey over a supposedly public valley near the shaft's coordinates. Within 10 minutes, they were grounded by Russian federal officers citing environmental violations. Environmental? It's a desert. There are no trees, no animals, no tourists. Just dust, silence, and something they don't want you to see. You're trespassing on an idea they don't want opened. Because when every path leads to barbed wire, deleted files, and missing locals, it's not just a sealed shaft anymore. It's a sealed truth. So is any of this real? Let's start with what isn't. There's no verified shaft, no officially acknowledged site, no reptilian skulls confirmed by any archaeological body. The supposed photos online are either low-res fakes or misidentified animal bones. So if you're looking for the smoking gun, or in this case, the fossilized lizard jaw, you won't find it. At least, not officially. But here's the problem. For something that doesn't exist, it sure has one hell of a paper trail. In 1938, Nazi scientists under the Ananurbi did travel to the Caucasus. That's not a theory, it's documented. Their official reason was geological surveys for resource exploitation. But internal memos mention frequency studies, acoustic properties of subsurface structures, and even one phrase that translates roughly to non-natural harmonic resonance, which doesn't sound like oil drilling. It sounds like someone found something and didn't want to say what it was. Then there are local legends. Stories of a humming pit go back centuries. Monks spoke of a place where compasses spin and birds won't fly, where sound seems to come from below your feet, not the air. These stories existed long before World War II, before Ananurbi, before the internet. And then there's the geology. Modern geophysical scans of the region, available only through leaked academic sources, do show anomalies. Strange voids, harmonic feedback loops during sonic probing. One scan even noted consistently structured echo returns, which is science speak for something's reflecting back in ways natural caves don't usually do. And yet, none of it is followed up. None of it's published twice. The researchers either retract or disappear. You ever notice how the most interesting data always vanishes? We're not saying there's a machine humming under the Caucasus. We're not saying there's a vault filled with the remains of a forgotten species. We're not even saying it's real. We're saying it's been erased. And if you've got nothing to hide, why go to this much trouble to bury it? What if this was never about treasure, but memory? We go looking for lost gold, lost cities, lost knowledge. But maybe we've been asking the wrong questions. Maybe what's buried in the Caucasus isn't something we're meant to discover, but something the Earth itself has tried to forget. The Kahara Hora Shaft isn't just a mystery, it's an absence. A missing puzzle piece no one dares acknowledge. Maps avoid it. Governments fence it in. Nature hums around it like a warning. In legends, they don't fade, they echo. From nomads to monks to militaries, they all whisper the same thing. There's something down there. And here's the haunting thought. What if that something isn't buried to keep us out, but to keep something else in? What if the shaft is a seal, not a tunnel? What if the humming isn't a sound, but a memory? A machine still running, a signal still transmitting, a story that refuses to die. Because maybe the Earth doesn't just bury secrets, maybe it buries warnings. And the real question isn't what's down there, it's why we were never meant to find it. And if something non-human walked this Earth long before us, maybe it left behind something we're not ready for. Or worse, maybe we were never meant to survive remembering it. That's it for this dive into the shaft that shouldn't exist. You can write it off as myth, call it a geological anomaly, pretend the military fences are just coincidence. But legends don't outlive centuries by accident. And stories like this, they don't stick around because they're false. They stick because something about them feels unfinished. If this one cracked open a door in your mind, if it made you look at the Earth a little differently, hit that like button, subscribe, and drop your theory in the comments. Not for the algorithm. We've been shadowed enough to know better. But because every comment here is one more signal that you're still asking questions, that you still believe the truth is worth chasing, even if it's buried beneath 20 feet of silence. And if you want the uncut stuff, the episodes too raw for YouTube, the theories we can't whisper here without triggering a flag, and to help continue pushing this channel forward, you know where to go. Patreon.com/Divergent Files. We're also live on podcasts now. Divergent Files Project Podcast, which you can find us everywhere you listen to podcasts. And remember, this isn't just my voice, it's yours. Your questions, your fire, your refusal to look away when things stop making sense. Because the world is strange, and the stories even crazier. Until next time, stay curious, stay skeptical, and remember, you are truly appreciated. These investigations are powered by those who believe truth still matters. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Join the mission at patreon.com/divergentfiles.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.